When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
The quickest way to block God's blessing in our lives is to believe others owe us and expect payment from them. This is called unforgiveness, a subject with which I am well acquainted. And I would like to speak to you and give you my own testimony. I didn't understand why God blessed so many of my friends with loving, supportive families while they were growing up, and I had the opposite. I compared my situation in life to theirs and inwardly resented the fact that God had not given me the kind of support network that others experienced. Instead of focusing on what God had given me, I focused on what He hadn't. I went into collection mode. I tried to collect from others what I thought was due me. I tried to find in others the mother and father I never had. And I became brokenhearted all over again when others couldn't compensate for the losses in my life. Have you ever felt like that? Has life and disappointment ever taken you to a place where you look for things in people that you can really only find in God? Matthew 18 tells of a man who demanded that the ledger be set straight, forgetting that the divine accountant had credited him with far more mercy in the book of life than he could ever repay. The Bible says in Matthew 18, verse 26 to 30, "At this the servant fell on his knees before him. 'Be patient with me,' he begged, 'and I will pay back everything.' The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go. But when the servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 silver coins. He grabbed him and began to choke him. 'Pay back what you owe me,' he demanded. His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay it back.' But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. The unforgiving man wanted to collect from someone who simply couldn't pay. Even if the fellow servant did have the resources, the unforgiving man was looking to people rather than trusting the Lord. Jesus went on to say that when the master of the unforgiving man found out he had treated a fellow servant so unmercifully, when his own debt had been canceled, he threw the man into debtor's prison. Jesus said that unless we forgive, we will not be forgiven. As I read this, I realized how unjust I had become, how self-righteous I had become, how much like the unforgiving man I had become. I repented and asked my Heavenly Father to forgive me and help me forgive others. I stopped trying to collect from people what I thought was owed me, what I thought would make up for past hurts. As Hebrews 12, verse 2 says, I fix my eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. The chapter right before that, Hebrews 11, verse 6 says, And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earn.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Earnestly seek Him. God loves to reward us. We're His children. He blesses us when we seek Him first, not people. When we place our faith in Him, not people. When we love Him more than anything He can give us. Another hindrance to God's blessing in our lives is our thoughts. What do we think about? Do we control our thoughts? Or do our thoughts control us? Do we struggle with worry over finances and can't focus on anything else? Do we struggle with loneliness and can't find joy in our situation? Do we struggle with feeling trapped and are afraid we're losing control? Our Heavenly Father is so gracious. He sees you. He sees me. He sees our struggles and wants to help us with our thoughts. We can wake up in the morning and pray, Heavenly Father, please help me to meditate on Your word today, to be thankful for Your grace, for Your love, for eternal life, for salvation through the shed blood of Your Son, Jesus Christ. Psalm 19, verse 14 says, May these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in Your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. When I realized that Satan wanted me to believe that my thoughts were in control instead of me in control of my thoughts, it changed my mindset completely. I discovered that I could choose what I thought about, so I chose to think thankful thoughts. Thank You, God, for loving me. Thank You, God, for saving me. Thank You, God, for watching over me. Once I decided that I wasn't going to allow my thoughts to block me from the blessing of God's righteousness, peace, and joy in my life, I made a few drastic changes. For starters, I paid careful attention to what and who I listened to in my life. There were some TV shows I stopped watching. There were some news columns I stopped reading. There were some friends I stopped going to for advice. I learned to recognize what fed my faith and what fed my fear. My conversation started changing once my thoughts did. I no longer felt comfortable engaging in gossip, let alone listen to it. Then one day, when I was reading the book of James, I realized I had a big problem. My mouth. The third chapter of James showed me exactly why I wasn't experiencing God's blessings of righteousness, peace, and joy. James chapter 3, verse 9 to 11 says, "With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse human beings who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth comes praise and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this should not be. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring?" My mouth was a polluted well, and I didn't want to be that way anymore. I wanted to be a sincere believer in Jesus Christ, and that meant believing the entire Word of God, not just the parts that were convenient for me. Whenever I spoke unkindly about a brother or sister in Christ, I was speaking unkindly about someone who Jesus died for, shed his blood for, gave his life for. Proverbs 18, verse 21 says, "The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit." I decided I had wielded the weapon of my tongue enough for a lifetime, and I was tired of eating that poisonous fruit. No, I didn't take a vow of silence. I still talked. Not nearly as much, though. I became a better listener and discovered that I learned far more from listening than talking. What we expect from God and others, what we think about, what and who we listen to, and what we say flows from one of two wells: a well of polluted water that hurts others and blocks the blessings of God, or a well of fresh water that is life-giving and full of goodness of God's righteousness, peace, and joy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.